being seen as an eccentric, and his father's anger. There is no use just reading books. I have to look at actual machines and examine them. Having realized this, Sakichi asked his fellow villagers to let him investigate the weaving machines that they used. He examined them thoroughly and weaved for himself. At first, the villagers let Sakichi do whatever he wanted. But soon, they began to think Sakichi as being creepy. After all, Sakichi came every day and talked to himself while writing down things in his notebook, and didn't reply even when the villagers talked to him. Sakichi's father wanted Sakichi to become an established carpenter as quickly as possible, so didn't like what Sakichi was doing those days. In addition, the rumor that Sakichi was acting strangely spread all over the village. Sakichi's father was furious with this and told Sakichi, "I can't stand it anymore. You're not doing your job earnestly these days. Stop inventing right away." Sakichi apologized, "I'm sorry, father," and tried to persuade his father. "But I think I'm almost able to understand how machines work. If I'm able to do it, there will be less burden on my mother." Sakichi's father was not convinced. He sent Sakichi to another carpenter in order to try to stop Sakichi from inventing. Sakichi did not give up, however. Even at the place he was sent to, Sakichi drew plans of looms and came back home to actually make them. Sakichi's father was even more furious and gave Sakichi his final word. "From today, I'm not your father, and you are not my son anymore. Get out of this house and never come back." Sakichi left the house and shut himself up in an old hut on a hill at the back of the village. There, he drew plans and made machines to weave every day while sacrificing his sleep. It was a very old hut. In winter, wind and snow entered the hut from holes and openings. There was no stove or any heating equipment, but Sakichi did not give up. However, it was not easy to make what he wanted to. In contrast to the villagers' bad rumors and his father's fury, Sakichi's mother was supportive. Once a day, she came to Sakichi's hut and gave him rice bowls. Sakichi was encouraged by this, and every time his mother came, he told her, "I will one day make an automatic loom, so please wait just a little more." Sakichi lost weight day after day. His cheeks became hollow, and his eyes glared. His father came and scolded him. "What are you doing? You're not working. I'm too embarrassed. I can't go to work because everyone is saying that you've become mad." Sakichi finally confessed that he was trying to make an automatic loom to help his mother. However, his father did not accept this. He told Sakichi that inventing was for people with education, and not for people like him or Sakichi, who could barely read and write. Sakichi still did not give up. He vowed strongly once again that he would one day make an invention. If he could invent it, people would be able to operate many machines at one time, which would allow people to make more cloth, which, in turn, would make his mother and his hometown richer.